tax changes got you down before April 15th? Never fear, Al Casado is here, and we're going to talk taxes on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals, and on this episode, I'm making success simple by demystifying the tax changes that you have to be aware of with my special guest, income planning strategist, Al Casado. Al is president and owner of CKS Summit Group, and he's going to join us today to help clear up some of the changes that may have affected us either positively or not so. Welcome to the show, Al. It's so great to have you on Unlock Your Wealth Today.
Thanks for having me, Heather.
Now, we have quite a few issues presented before us, and we have just, a month and a half maybe to get our taxes done. What do you think are some of the big tax law changes that we should be paying attention to for 2018?
Well, the big one is really understanding what happened. And going back a little bit in history, when this whole tax change plan started and everything started, what the Trump administration wanted to do was really to simplify the tax code. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to go from 7 brackets down to 4. And, well, after it was all said and done, the Senate won, and we still have 7 brackets. So we had 7 brackets before, we have 7 brackets now. However, the big change, really, what would really happen was is that they expanded the income brackets and reduced the marginal tax brackets. So for most, we're going to see some type of tax relief.
For most?
For most.
All right, so who got marginalized?
Well, you know, that's still up for debate, and we're starting to see what the numbers are, but certainly people on the East Coast are not happy. There are people that before were getting refunds, and because of the state and local taxes cap, a lot of those people are getting really killed, and they're starting to see big tax bills owed. So there's people around the country that are not going to see relief. They're actually going to see increases as opposed to any kind of decreases that we're expecting.
All right. Well, there's about 10 of the tax changes that impact us that have really made some dramatic changes, but not all of them are ones that are going to be impacting us. So what do we need to be paying attention to when it comes to the tax brackets? Are we worried about getting pushed up, or are we worried about some of the other factors pulling us back?
Well, the thing we have to keep in mind is that one of the things that was introduced is the personal deductions was increased. That's a big one. And what happened here is that if you're married filing jointly last year, you had a $12,300 personal deduction. Well, now that deduction has gone up and almost doubled to $24,000. So where most people, if you were, for example, if you had $10,000 in interest and you gave $5,000 to your church, and you give another $2,000 to other organizations, you would probably go the long form and itemize because you wanted to take advantage of those deductions. Well, now, because the deductions themselves have almost doubled, you're going to find a lot of people actually filing the short form because it's going to take a lot to ramp up to $24,000. So, in essence, that's where you're going to start seeing some tax relief there. So, again, married filing jointly just about doubled.
Well, so that's a good thing.
That's a really good thing. The not so good thing is that they got rid of personal exemptions. So last year we got $4,050 in personal exemptions per person in the home. Okay. Well, now that is gone. So in its place is that they doubled the deduction. So what does that really mean when it's all said and done is that there's going to be some tax relief, not as big as we thought it was going to be, but there's still going to be some for most people.
Okay, so help me understand this. So when we talk about the deductions and you go to your employer and you make your allowances,
can you still play the system a little bit and maybe have to owe at the end of the year by adjusting allowances? I know some people do that to have more per paycheck. Will that even impact us at all?
Yeah, actually, that's happened this year because a lot of people, you know, I don't know if you saw some of these articles that have been out there where a lot of people were complaining that they were getting smaller refunds. Mm-hmm. Well, that had to do with them not adjusting their deductions at work. And because of the law changes and everything else like that, so a lot of people did not revisit that and left their deductions the same as it did last year. So in essence, it's not that they were getting less in taxes, it's just that they were seeing more of that refund that they would usually get at the end of the year. They were seeing it in their paychecks throughout the year and not really noticing it. And if you really think about it, that is the best way to go. You want to control exactly. your money. You don't want to give a free loan to the government, which is what most people do. So in that case, you know, you have to really look at it and see are you savvy enough to save the money that you're getting throughout the year and put it away, or do you go into that forced savings and give a free loan to the government and let them handle your savings for you for a year and then give you your money back?
Well, exactly. So it's actually worth less because you could have been investing with that. And the problem is, it's all of a sudden, it's found money. I got this refund. And then people go out and blow it anyway. They don't do what they should be doing with it. I would rather owe nothing or owe than have a refund come back to me, because that means I'm doing something correctly with my money when I have to owe. So that's how I kind of look at it. You know, so one of the other biggest assets that we have as individuals is our homes. So what changed with regard to the tax laws and housing?
Well, what they did there is that they before we were able to deduct our interest all the way up to $1 million, up to $1 million home, what they did now is they capped it at $750,000. So, but what they did do is that if you own that home currently and you haven't sold it, you are grandfathered in into the old one. So if you have a home that's valued over $750,000 all the way up to $1 million, you can still deduct that interest. Now, for new home purchases, anything over $750,000, you cannot deduct. Mm-hmm. So you can deduct up to $750,000. Now, what they did take away is they took away home equity loans and second mortgages. We can no longer deduct those, where in the past, we were able to do that. Now that is gone.
And that has big impact because secondary loans always have higher interest rates.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if I have clients with homes in Florida and things like that. I myself, I'm a boater. My boat used to be considered a second home. And right. So that's all gone now, too. So that's where once you start really, you know, going through all this stuff here that's going on, What seemed to have been a really good deal for most individuals is just turning out to be an okay deal, in my opinion.
Well, at least you're optimistic and it's still okay as opposed to not okay.
Any tax relief is good for me, even if it's just a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, trust me, Uncle Sam is not my favorite relative. Let me just tell you. So, but when we get back from the break, let's talk some more about some of the other style of deductions that are available for us and if we're eligible, how things changed and are working. You are watching Al Casado on Unlock Your Wealth Today. Stay tuned for more right after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. My guest today, Al Casado, and we are talking taxes. They're almost upon us. Now, we just were chatting about real estate and the deductions. Now, did capital gains get messed with at all?
No, that was one of the things that we were hoping to see some type of change in for the positive, but nothing happened in there. So that's kind of boring. We still have the same three brackets, 0, 15, and 20. So as far as capital gains is concerned, nothing has really changed there. What people need to know is that, you know, you still have a big portion there, up to $77,000 worth of additional income there on capital gains that you don't pay any. It's still a zero on there. Where you're not affected with any type of tax. So that's something to always look at and talk to your advisors with and talk to your tax person with on things that you can take opportunity on, because anytime that you can take anything off the table free and tax-free, you're going to want to really jump on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this week's key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy is remember real estate. So I want to ask another real estate question. So when we sell, we've had a certain amount of the capital gains exemption. And I think, what was it, the last, I think it was 250?
Yeah.
Okay. So did any of that change as long as you sell within, or as long as you occupy within three of the last 5 years, correct?
Yes. As far as the sale of the primary home, nothing has mm-hmm. changed.
Okay. So we didn't lose anything. That's what I'm worried about.
We didn't lose anything.
Losing ground.
We didn't gain anything. We're at net zero on that.
Okay, good. So while we're on the subject of loss, and we had some of the rearrangement of the tax brackets, were there any big areas where we lost ground in that we previously had it to make room for all of these other benefits?
No, not really. The only one, the big loss was the one we spoke about earlier, which was the exemptions. You know, losing that $4,000 per person per exemption. I think that was a big hit right there. But there's still stuff on there. They're still there. For example, the 3.8 tax on net investment income. You know, I call that the cockroach tax, and the reason why I say that is because they say that. A cockroach is the only thing that can survive a nuclear explosion. And for some reason, this tax has been on the tables, from the cutting tables forever, and somehow it survives every single cut.
Oh, my gosh.
And what this does is that anything over $250,000, there's an additional 3.8% net investment tax that they hit you with. And a lot of you will know that this is the original name of this was the Obamacare tax is really what it was for. Okay. And that's still on the table. I cannot believe that didn't get sliced up. But for some reason, it hung in there. The other good news is, but there is other good news here. If you're 65 and over, or if you're blind, for married, they give you an additional $1,300 extra in deduction. So if you're married, on top of that $24,000 that we spoke about earlier, well, now you have over $26,000 in deduction. And if you're single, they're giving you an extra $1,650 in deductions also. So that expands it. So there's a little bit of more good news once you hit 65 that you get a little bit more tax relief than prior.
And that's a good time to have it because our incomes usually reduce about that time too.
Well, not only that, but then you take up the cost of Medicare and all this other stuff. And so it's really important to, you know, again, once you get into retirement and once you start going into the distribution phase of your life, paying attention to taxes and every percentage point you can get on your side of the court really becomes important.
And you guys work on both sides of that fence as asset managers as well as tax professionals, right?
Absolutely. We think it both goes together, especially, again, if we strictly work with retirees. So whatever we do on one side affects the other. So putting it all together and balancing taxes and income and everything else together is really, really important as you enter that distribution phase.
Well, and in our 3-5 financial philosophy from our fourth key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, you know, we have asset preservation, and it's both tax mitigation strategies and legacy planning. So it makes sense to have an asset manager that has both of those kind of pulled together. So what about state and local taxes? You know, I mean, we get gouged. I mean, we've got Uncle Sam, we've got State Sam, we've got Municipal Sam, we've got Regional Sam, you know, County Sam, we've got all these Sams. What do we...
Yeah, let me tell you, that's a big one. It capped at 10,000, and state and local taxes now are capped at 10,000. You can only deduct up to 10,000. And again, like we spoke about earlier, the states that are getting killed are really those northeastern states.
Yeah, because they've got huge property taxes.
Huge property taxes. California is feeling it really big there, and you know, it kind of hit the blue state. So I think it was kind of him sending a message out there: if you didn't vote for me, this is what happens. But I think, you know, but that's what's happening out there.
I think it's a message to every municipality that's ripping off their citizens. I think that's the bigger message.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about the red or blue. I mean, you know, we've gotten really ridiculous with taxation, you know, at every level.
It is. Yeah, and it's hurting cities. I mean, cities, are, you know, a lot of people are starting to migrate out of there and everything else like that, especially with this salt thing. So something to look at and something to always keep in mind, you know, that we are capped now at $10,000 when before, you know, you had a much bigger room in that. Now, you know, that's where a lot of people in those states in the Northeast and out in West and everything else are starting to see the fact that they now owe a heck of a lot more when before they were getting a heck of a lot back.
Oh, I know. I mean, I have pretty big property taxes, even though I'm in a state that really doesn't have a whole lot of them, but I have a whole lot of property, you know. So that, you know, as a real estate investor, as well as a primary residence owner, I mean, that it, like, it all adds up, you know. So it's pretty stressful. So, you know, what are some other points that maybe we haven't thought of yet or haven't addressed that are potentially impacting us either way?
Well, it really comes down to really, I think the time to tax plan is not when you're sitting down with your CPA. Because when you're sitting down with your accountant or CPA, you're actually planning in the rear. You're looking at a rearview mirror, thinking of what happened in the past. I think now with everything that's happened, I think the time has come to where true tax planning needs to be done, where you're actually looking at seeing where you can benefit from some of these changes. Because remember, the big thing about this is that this all sunsets in 2025 and 2026. The changes that were made were permanent for corporations, but not for us. So there's only a small window of opportunity to do some serious planning. And the only way you can do some serious planning is by doing some serious tax planning and understanding where those opportunities are so you can take advantage of them. Because once this is gone, I truly believe this will be the lowest rates we'll ever see. We have a debt that's $22 trillion and growing. Taxation, it's the handwriting's on the wall. It's going to go up. You know, and if there's a change down the line in administrations and everything like that, it's certainly going to go up. So we really need to look at those things now that we have the opportunity and do some true tax planning, not tax crunching, which is what we do at tax time, but to actually sit down and look at where the opportunities lie so that we can benefit and take benefit of what has been given to us and maximize it out to its highest potential.
Here's kind of a question, and it's, you know, it's probably going to be soliciting an opinion, and I would imagine everybody has one. But when it comes to financial planning, I mean, ideally, we want to do what's most appropriate based on our goals and our hopes and dreams and what we'd like to achieve in this lifetime and still be able to maximize enjoying the present because that's all we have. So when we think in those terms, how much should tax planning drive our investment decisions, or should we just invest and not and just deal with it later?
Oh, no. Actually, the way we look at it is we tax plan, and then we make our changes according to what our tax plan does. So when we tax map something out, when we actually see what the taxes look like, then we kind of, it's almost like reverse engineering. Okay. So we're going to go to the taxes first and see what's going on in there and where the opportunities lie. And then we go into the portfolio and look and see what can be done to take advantage of the possibilities that are here. I think they go hand in hand. Neither is more important than the other. Where before, when you're working in your working years, we're not really looking at taxation and things like that, but certainly when you're getting very close to retirement or you're in retirement, it really goes hand in hand. They need to be cohesive, and it needs to be a holistic approach as opposed to segmenting it out the way most people do.
Okay. Well, that's been some really great information you've shared today. If people are interested in learning more about what you do and how they can maybe save and invest for their own futures, how do folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can always look us up on the web, summitgp.com. You can look us up on Facebook, CKS Summit Group, or you can always call us, 586-286-5820.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here where you can visit Al's show page, get the links to all of his website resources, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.